The film is about the 2016 presidential race and Bernie Sanders, and especially about the progressive movement and this effort to re-energize progressive movement for the 21st century. We started filming before Bernie launched and started filming him when he was kind of on the road just testing the waters and meeting with folks in different states and trying to get a feel for what was going on around the country. And then, so the story follows Bernie all the way through his campaign, but we also, there's a four other folks around the country, four other activists who are all trying to do movement building in their own ways, in their own communities. And so we spent a lot of time with those other four folks as well. So Bernie's one of the main characters, but there's four other amazing activists from all over the country. I mean, these are just ordinary folks who became engaged and inspired and fired up and are now trying to do organizing and movement building in their own communities.
Do you go into what's happening now that President Trump has been elected?
So we don't really dive deep on Trump specifically, but we do all these key folks in the film. That's part of their reflections on what happened and where we go from here. But that bigger question is really the central question that we ask and hopefully answer, at least partially answer in the film, the where do we go from here question. So we try and make sense of what the heck just happened over the last couple of years across America. What was the thing that was going on out there?
And you've been showing this film for the past 2 months, more or less. You started in June.
I think our very first screening was in April. It was at a festival, a film festival called the Thin Line Fest. And so that was our U.S. premiere, and the film received the Best Feature Award there, which was really exciting for us. And then we had our international premiere at a festival in Vancouver called DOXA Documentary Film Festival, a few weeks after that. So we've been screening pretty much since then, and the screenings have a few festivals. A lot of them have been just in communities, like the one we're doing in Peonia.
Have you received any backlash from people on the right?
It's not really a partisan film, and so it's not like a critique of the right or something like that. Our focus is really on the left, and what are the challenges the left faces? What are these? There's some fissures that we argue there are some really important rifts within the left that we have to get our head around. So the film really focused on the left and what the left needs to do to build political power and political influence in a sustained way.
And a little bit about you. You were the mayor of Golden.
Yeah, I was the mayor of Golden, Colorado. I started in 2008 and was the mayor for 4 years. I'd been on the city council for 3 years before that. And then I went to D.C. and worked in Senator Sanders' Senate office. I was his climate and energy policy staffer and did that for a couple of years. And then I came back home to Colorado after that.
What are you working on now? What's next?
There's two projects that I'm involved in that are in development. One is a short fiction film. I've done one other short fiction film, a narrative short, about a girl who thought her mom might be a spy. It was a lot of fun. And so I'm working with my same collaborator that I work with on that one, on another short film. And then working on a more of a documentary project about the history of immigrant communities in Denver and the Denver metro region and the restaurants that have emerged and become part of the Denver restaurant scene that are tied to those immigrant communities and the African-American communities in Denver. So the projects I find interesting are pretty diverse, but they're all still centered around this question of these stories about people trying to find a path for self-reliance and for building strong communities and strong neighborhoods and the politics that kind of sit underneath.
Do you think you'll run for office again?
I don't know. I don't have a plan to, but I'm open to it. If the circumstances are right and the timing's right and I feel like I have something I can contribute in a particular office at a particular time, then I'd certainly look at it.
I saw that this is a fundraiser for the League of Oil and Gas Impacted Coloradans. Has every screening been a fundraiser?
No, we're kind of shifting gears to the next stage, I guess, of the distribution on the film. In the very beginning, we organized a very small number of kind of higher profile screenings. And then we shifted a little bit more to these screenings that we help organize, but they're more of them and they're more dispersed kind of more all over the country in different kinds of venues. And then this very next piece, which this is the very first one of, is where we've offered the screening kit that anybody can can get and use it to do a screening in their own community. And that those can be for, they can be fundraisers. They can be really whatever folks want. So this is kind of our pilot of a local community group using a screening kit to do a local screening. So I'm happen to be coming out, but the screening kit's designed to work whether one of the filmmakers comes or not. You can do it either way. So this is the first fundraiser, but our expectation, we've had a lot of interest already from folks that want to use the film to do fundraisers for organizations in their own communities doing really important work, and we're thrilled to be able to do that.
That's great. So for listeners who are interested in seeing Waking the Sleeping Giant, you'll be at the Paradise Theater today. And what time does that start at?
I believe it starts at 7, and then there'll be some kind of introduction beforehand, and as I understand it, some kind of Q&A opportunity afterward that I think it'll involve both Logic, which is hosting the fundraiser, and then I'll be there as well.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Jacob Smith.
I'm really psyched to be on the call with you. I appreciate you inviting me on, and looking forward to meeting you at the screening, and certainly anybody else who makes their way over to the Paradise Theater, feel free to come say hello. I'd love to meet you and find out what you're up to.